Hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion, and as always, so thankful that you've chosen to join us today on the Drivecast. This past Sunday, unique opportunity in that we had a standalone message, and so disconnected from any series, and I thought it was a unique opportunity to do something that my family and I do most mornings of the week. We gather around the breakfast table, and we eat breakfast, and we sing a song or a hymn or spiritual song together, worship song, maybe a better way to put it. I use the word spiritual song because it's rooted in Colossians 3:16-17 that says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God." And so in that verse, it gives the idea that one of the ways in which the word of Christ dwells richly within us is through the singing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. And so in this devotional, we listen to a short teaching, then we sing a song that was connected to that teaching with a greater understanding of what it is the song is saying. And so on Sunday, all that being said, we did something similar. We had Jesus Be the Name as our third song on the front end of service, then taught through that song or an element of that song, and then we sang that song once again as the response, hopefully again with a more full, robust understanding of what it is we're actually singing about and the impact of that. And so in the song, Jesus Be the Name, you get this constant or consistent, repeated Jesus Be the Name, Jesus Be the Name. There's just something about your name. There is no other name. Jesus, your name is like the morning light, the one the darkness can't deny, the resurrection and the life. Jesus, your name can save, your name can heal, your name can make the storm be still. Just all about the name of Jesus. And so as I was beginning to study this and look into it, what's really cool to see, and of course not a surprise, is that all throughout the New Testament, we get this phrase, this concept of Jesus's name. And in this, of course, it's not literally that just the name Jesus makes it special, right? There were multiple different Jesuses in the New Testament. Jesus has its lineage, its background in the Old Testament. The Old Testament name of Joshua, which means Yahweh saves. And so, of course, Jesus's name, Yahweh saves, God saves. He will be God within us, or with us, Emmanuel, all these different names. But it's the person who embodies the name Jesus that really matters. It's the identity of Christ, of course, that really matters. And so I was doing a survey of New Testament instances where this is used. And what I want to do really with the rest of our time is I'm going to read these verses to us. I'm going to read 10 different verses, and there are many more. And what I want us to notice is every aspect of life, the name, which is really the person of Jesus, needs invited into our situation. So I want to read these verses for us. Acts 4:12, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Romans 10:13, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Acts 10:43, "To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." 1 Corinthians 6:11, "And such we were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God." Philippians 2:9-11, "Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Hebrews 1:4, "Having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited, he is more excellent than theirs." John 14:13-14, "Whatever you ask in my name," says Jesus, "this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." Colossians 3:17, "And whatever you do in the word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." And John 1:12, "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Then they left, says Acts 5:41, "the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name." The name of Jesus, the person of Jesus. A name is far more than a collection of letters that sounds good. The meaning of the name, God saves. What's the situation in your life right now that you need to invite the name of Jesus, the embodiment, the presence of Jesus into, I want you to just meditate on Him, who He is, all that He is. He said He would never leave us nor forsake us. He sent His Holy Spirit to dwell within us. He rose from the grave as evidence and proof that He loves us. He died for us. And that through His name, we could have life and life to the fullest. But other areas of our lives where we're clinging to sin, pursuing sin, glorifying sin, let's invite the name of Jesus into those situations. I want to pray for you. I want to say thanks again for joining us on the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Father, thank you for the name of Jesus and all that it embodies, all that it means. Every situation in life, we can invite the presence of Jesus into that situation and say, we surrender this to you. Jesus be the name in which we depend. Jesus be the name in which we are healed. Jesus be the name in which we are saved. Jesus be the name in which restoration comes. Jesus be the name in which we are conformed into your image. Jesus be the name in which our families are transformed. Jesus be the name in which our children are saved. Jesus be the name in which motivates and directs everything I do today. Jesus be the name that we pray in. Amen.